Good morning, friends. I am really excited to be talking about today's topic because it's a game changer with progressing in the gym. You know, you spend this time working out in the gym and you want to make sure that it's actually effective. And this topic today will help you to figure out how far to push yourself in the gym. We know we need to be progressively overloading, right? But how do you like tell if you're pushing yourself the right amount, right? Because we don't want to get hurt, but we also want results. Okay, so that is today's episode. I'm going to be telling you what I do, how to actually figure out how far to push yourself in the gym to keep that progressive overload going. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you are in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so before we get started, if you've been listening for a while, you're loving the podcast and all the small, actionable steps that I give to help with fat loss and muscle gain, and maybe you want some more help, go visit my Work With Me page on my website and you can apply for coaching. I have a few spots available right now. I take a very whole woman approach to fat loss and strength training. We look at your whole life and make sure that your life is actually structured in such a way as to support your health and fitness goals. I am so passionate about this because, you know, if the foundation of your life isn't supporting your goals and it's just willpower, that can only take you so far. So if you need help and love my clear, structured approach to fat loss, head over to my website. It's effectivefitnessforwomen.com and you can apply for coaching. So let us get into today's topic. I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be a super hands-on tactical episode for you. You can listen to this episode and then take this to the bank, okay? So today we are going to be diving into how do we tell how far to push yourself in the gym. And I'm going to go through what I do, okay? So what I do to figure this out is I use what is called a RPE scale. That stands for rated perceived exertion. All right, so that probably sounds kind of fancy. All this means is it's putting a number to how many more reps do you think you could do in any particular lift that you're doing. Okay, so for example, if I am doing deadlifts, I would use this scale. And I'm going to break through what all the numbers mean and everything, but I would use this scale to tell if I am pushing myself to failure in my lift. What does failure mean? Failure means you can't do anymore with good form. Okay. All of this is with good form. We're not talking about can you physically do more if you break your back? No. This is can you do more with good form? So let me break down the scale for you. So it is a scale from 6 to 10, the one that I use, which is in the Strong app. I love the Strong app, y'all. I will link it in my show notes. This is how I track all of my exercise, and you can make, I think in the free version, you can make 3 free workout templates. So if you go to the gym 3 times a week and you do 3 different things, you can have those workouts templates created in there. If you need something to plug into the Strong app, You can get my free strength training guide for beginners. That's on my website, effectivefitnessforwomen.com, free resources page. back to the strong app. So in there, when you are putting your lifts in, so for example, the deadlifts, I was doing a deadlift and I was doing 150 pounds for 6 reps. Okay. So when I go to hit that six to mark that I was actually able to do 6, on the number pad that comes up, it's going to have this little RPE. You click that button and it'll give you a scale from 6 to 10. So I'm going to run through what each of those mean. So 6 means you could do 4 more reps. 6.5 means you could do 3 to 4 more reps. You're not 100% sure. 7, you could comfortably do 3 more reps. 7.5, you could do 2 to 3 more. 8, you could do 2 more. 8.5, 1 to 2 more. 9, you can do 1 more. And 9.5 is you can maybe do 1 more. Like you're like, I don't know, you know, and this is with good form. 10 is you cannot do any more. Your body is done. You try and lift that barbell and it ain't moving. Okay. So where do you want to be on this scale? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. So what I like to do, because we are constantly progressively overloading, right? I don't train to failure, which means to 10, for every single exercise. It's a lot. That's a lot to do mentally. You have to be able in the right headspace to train to failure for each and every lift. What I like to do is for the lifts that I'm really working on progressing, which is usually my big three, which I talk about a lot, my deadlift, my back squat, and my hip thrust. Those are the ones that I'm really focused on consistently making progress because they're the biggest, right? We talked about why compound lifts are so important. I think that was in episode 3. I think it's episode 3. New to weightlifting. That was what it was called. So you can go back and listen to that. But those are the ones that I'm really focused on progressing in. So those are the ones that I use the RPE scale for. And I usually push it, honestly, I push it to 9 most of the time on those with good form, right? But I'm over here like lifting and then I'm like, whatever I was supposed to be doing, let's say last week I did 8 reps, this week I want to do 9 reps. And I try for that 9. And after I do that 9, I evaluate how I feel. And if I'm like, could I have done 10? If I'm like, you know, maybe. You could maybe have like pushed out 1 more, then that's a good spot for me, okay? And sometimes I go all the way to 10. Like sometimes I'm like, you know what? That was the last, like I barely made that with good form, but I did it. And, you know, I'll push it to failure for sometimes. But I like to stay for my big lifts between 8 and 9 or up to 10, okay? For my smaller lifts, the ones that I am doing higher reps in, for example, lunges or let me think of like my finisher exercises, like my X-band walk or my, I'm blanking right now, single leg exercises like single leg press. For those, I'm less strict on actually being attuned to my body for the perceived rate of exertion, I guess, right? But for my big lifts, I am. And I do think that if you were able to mentally do that, like follow the RPE for all your lifts, you would probably be able to progress slightly faster. I just don't have the mental energy to, at this point in my workouts, to focus 100% on getting to a 10 with every single lift. Because I'm tired, because I do it with my first 1 and 2, right? So that is what I do. This helps me to push that progressive overload forward. And the reason this is helpful for you is because you can record, for example, on your first big lift, right? You can record what your RPE values were for each of your sets. And then the next week, you can see, okay, last week that was like a 9 or 10 for me. This week it's only an 8. And it's like this other way of knowing that you are truly progressively overloading. If you don't know what progressive overload is, you can go to episode 4 on the podcast. It's called The Number One Thing You Can Do to Get Results in the Gym. And that will explain the concept of progressive overload and why that's so important. So right now for you, you know, maybe you're thinking, oh my goodness, I feel like that is so extreme to push yourself that far. And I've been doing this for a while. Okay, so I know my limits. And for you, for a lot of you guys, you're beginners, right? You're still trying to figure out the threshold of what actually is starting to progressively overload for you, right? So it's like you're just trying to figure out what actually is a challenge for your body. And that is okay. It's okay to be at that spot. So you may be like, well, I did 10, you know, 10 reps of my squats and I literally don't even know how much more I could do. It felt hard, you know? And what I like to ask myself is, if someone put a gun to my head, could I do one more? Right? That's probably a little extreme, but that's what I ask myself. That's how I actually determine, like, could I muster this up if I actually had to? So, you know, but if you're still in that phase where you are trying to find your threshold for when, like, what is it, when does it begin a challenge to be a challenge for your body? Because if you're a newbie, you really don't know that for a couple months, I feel like, because you're still adding weight every week. You're like, okay, well, I did, you know, for my squat, I did, you know, the bar and I was able to do 10 reps and that felt really good. So then, you know, add 10 more pounds, see how that feels good. If that feels good the next week. And it's going to take time to get you to that point where you're like, okay, I think I'm starting to be able to train myself to failure. Because in that space, being able to train yourself to be getting close, to really challenge, that's really what's going to push your body and get that progressive overload going. In my opinion, that's when I've started to see the big results. And you know, honestly, this happened with my husband. I got him into weightlifting. Surprise, surprise. Can't be married to me and not be lifting weights. And he wasn't progressing very much. And I was like, I mean, I feel like you could do more. I kept saying that. I feel like you could do more. He's very injury averse. Like he's nervous about hurting himself, which is fair. But I just felt like he could do more. And then we kept talking about it. And then one day he said, you know, it like started to make sense to me that I had to be pushing myself more than I thought, and that I can actually do more than I thought I could. And we had this conversation and then it was like, boom, like his strength exploded. Like, and he started making a lot of progress. But you have to have this understanding in your brain and your body of what failure is for you. What is pushing yourself to the max? And this RPE scale can help you with that because it puts a number on it, if that makes sense. You can actually say to yourself, okay, can I do 2 more? Yes or no, right? You can get a feel for it. It makes it more tangible. So that is what I do. That's how I know how far to push myself. And if I'm over here like, you know, this is a 10 for me, then I stop. Because the important thing is having good form. There is no point in pushing progressive overload if you're going to hurt yourself, right? So that's what I do. I hope this was helpful for you. And your action item is pick one lift that you want to try and use the RPE scale for. So take your lift, do your normal like sets and reps, and then at the end of each set, ask yourself, how many more can I do? And if you're in the range of Well, gosh, I could probably do four more. That's a six. Then do four more and see what happens. Just try it, you know, or try for three, right? Start to see what is failure for you with good form. Okay. So I hope that that was helpful for you. I hope that the RPE scale can be a tool, another tool in your tool belt to help you continue to progress in your strength training. I will talk to you guys next week. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey together.